Chapter 1. Missing. Far away, in a land of ice and snow, there lived a father, a mother, and their young son. The boy was small for his age. Everyone in the village called him Mickey, which meant little in the Inupiaq language. One day, Mickey's father and his uncle went north to hunt. They were gone for many long days, and Mickey and his mother began to worry. At long last, Mickey's uncle returned, but he was alone and empty-handed. He insisted that something had taken his brother away in the dark of night, but he could not tell Mickey or his mother what kind of creature had carried him away. No footprints had been left behind. He said, "The north wind must have covered the footprints with snow, or maybe the north wind itself blew my brother away. Either way, he will never return." Mickey and his mother did not give up hope.
They were convinced that the father was still alive.
They watched and waited for him. But there came a time when there was no food, and it was left to Mickey to provide for the family. It was a big responsibility for such a small boy. Mickey's mother wrapped him in a parka and put a pair of warm mukluks on his feet. She gave him his father's best fishing hook. "I'm afraid that Mickey is no longer the right name for you, my son. You cannot be little any more. From now on, you must be big. You have to do a man's job and take care of us. Bring back many fish. I'm counting on you," she said. "Don't worry," said Mickey. "I will catch lots of fish with Father's hook." Mickey's mother kissed him goodbye and sent him on his way.